This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Woo! Oh, uh-oh. You tease, you bastard tease.
Oh, so early?
Yeah, get up! Come on!
To the weekend, the weekend.
Get up, Yuzi, get up!
Get up!
This is going to get us going. This is going to kick the show off, right?
Because people this early never get this.
I got you, Yuz.
Oh, there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now she's in. Look. Hooman, tell them to hold on.
Tell them to hold on.
Corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford. Slowing down to take a look at me.
Oh, yeah, Yuzi.
Oh, jeez. Boy, you're taking us down.
Well, look, it's Yuzi's, like, one of her favorite songs. You want to get Yuzi into it.
She's already in. She was in on the last one.
Well,
sing it, Yuzi.
Boy,
here we go.
This is you brought heart. This thing down to a limp, huh? Good grief.
I like the passion take behind it. Yuzi.
You can.
Don't you come to your senses.
Get it, girl!
Been out riding fences. For so long now.
Yeah.
You're a hard one. But I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you hurt you somehow.
How often do you use you to sing, you know?
I know. I'm going back to Cali. To Cali. Oh, to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. Going back to-
Boy, the energy really is different.
I don't think so.
I don't either. Master! You're master! He's your master of puppets and pulling your strings! He makes you do the most absurd things! Hey,
I'm gonna skip this song.
What do you say?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
No, hallelujah.
I make it rain. I make it rain on them hoes. I make it rain.
I make it rain on them hoes.
Ho! I make it rain on them hoes.
Somewhere that's a good time looking for me.
I am coming this week.
Nobody can say no.
Oh, that's too short.
Oh, who are you, Hooman?
Awesome.
Well, yeah.
Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
Okay.
No, he thinks something's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Slinky.
All right, look, I have to kind of, like, expedite
California.
This process.
No, don't expedite. No, don't expedite.
There's a real reason, though.
What?
I'll tell you after. Let me get
don't
through my
expedite.
Last few songs. Get through these songs real quick.
Well, we got show of VGI. We have our live singer here.
That's what I'm talking about.
She's
that's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, here we go. She's gonna sing it. Here we go. Get in there, Nicole. You can do this.
Which
Carrip to Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday to Thursday. I don't care about you. It's Friday.
I'm in love.
Oh, having a good time.
Go,
listen to him go.
Yeah, so
he really
good.
Loves us.
Light.
Do, 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 do.
What's it like to get done by someone who likes doing it so much?
It's awesome. Should find out.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You guys do know, don't you?
You do know how that feels.
Yeah, all the girls know.
Every time, we know.
Okay, it's time for Despacito.
Okay.
Oh, right.
She's here,
right.
She's here.
She's here and ready. She's been
Nicole.
Ready. She's standing there waiting
Nicole.
On you.
Oh, boy.
What the hell's happening?
Is she over there? She's right here.
She's been waiting there for five minutes.
In here. All right. What part are we doing?
She's dancing, too.
Dancing? All right, we're doing this part, right?
Oh, I was gonna start the chorus.
Chorus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want me to?
This.
That's the thing, though. We didn't go through this. I didn't realize the montage would be so.
What the heck?
Does she want a
later.
Karaoke
no.
track? No,
no
I want to do it now.
Later.
No.
Just have her sing along and keep it low.
Yeah. No. No. Keep it high.
Okay. So here we go. Despacito.
All right. Here it is.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu
Don't worry,
take two.
Sorry, Nicole.
It's all right. We're trying again. Don't swear on the show.
No.
Our intern just swore on the show. Okay, here we go. Do it again. Despacito.
All right, take two. Ready?
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuerpo despacito. De aquí te quiero escuchar oído, pero que te resuelvas conmigo.
Yeah,
sell it.
Despacito. I totally butchered that, but that's okay.
See, she said butchered, not
no,
the other
it's
word.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, very nice.
Good
Nicole,
job,
everyone. One of our fabulous,
more
fabulous
than any of us
interns.
Could do.
No doubt. We've tried. I've tried.
Whoa, that was tense.
The dump by 6:15 in the morning.
Scary part was that I actually did the dumping.
Brynn didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I was previewing something real quick. I was like, let's see if
don't
I can
worry,
start from
hey,
this
I
point.
Hey, I got it. I figured it
I
out.
I came back and Vinny goes, I was like,
he goes, dumb, but I looked to see the numbers go down and they didn't. I go, I'll just do it. I'm going to just push that button.
I'm so used to, like, you know, I raise my hand, I keep it up there, so I reach. But now that I was standing up, I'm all, where is it?
You know what? Between the three of us, someone will dump it.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Big Brother was last night. I'm going to tell you something about this. Listen, there's only one thing to tell.
What?
Dina Lohan's getting catfished.
It's awesome.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not awesome, but it's awesome.
For 5 years, she has been in a relationship with a dude she's never met.
Oh, no.
She's defending it. On the phone every day for hours. He lives in Seattle and takes care of his mom.
I thought he lived in the Bay Area.
Oh, that's right. He lives in San Francisco
no.
and takes care of it. Yes. Hey, San Francisco guy who's catfishing Dina Lohan, call us right now. 800-400-3697. Anybody who knows us. Here's the thing.
Name?
She's got money. She has enough money to get over here. She's now going to take Tamar Braxton with her once they get out of the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
They're going to make a road trip up to San Francisco.
Well, is that right?
We got to get them on the show.
Oh, his
totally.
Game just got busted.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's been sending him money, but those are the questions I want. I'm be like, okay, so
well,
what's
even
he
if,
asked you for money for?
Look, catfish people who are, these are, look.
It's a
13-year-old
girl.
Everybody has a thing in this life, right?
Yeah.
Con artists find out probably early enough in life that my thing is I'm really good at lying to people and burning them. And as they get better, these catfishers, what I've seen of it and read about it, they don't mind playing the long game.
Right.
So they might not even ask for
money. Because they got 20 others
right.
on the
They got a
stream.
Lot going.
Yeah.
So they don't mind just rolling. And I don't doubt that this is a dude. So she said, I've talked to his mom. And I'm like, please. I talked to a lady who
Hi,
does
it's me. I'm
15
his mom.
Voices every day.
It's I'm his mom.
Be an old lady.
Well, my young son is just a fabulous example of the best of humanity.
There you go. That's how it works.
See, my mom thinks I'm great.
Right.
I really do. Yeah, this is like frightening. Like she's never met him face to face. Never. They're like, well, haven't you FaceTimed with him? She goes, oh, he doesn't use that.
He has a flip phone.
Yeah, he's got a flip phone.
Oh,
I guess.
Skype. He doesn't own a computer.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do any of those things.
Well, think
she's
about
gonna marry
that,
him.
Though.
She said, I'm gonna marry him.
No.
This is the problem with it, because I thought about it, and as delicious as it was for the show, it's absolutely horrifying that a person who's clearly was in a bad relationship and went through a very public divorce.
Yeah.
Find some comfort in a voice that there's no drama. It's just she gets to chat this person up. He's probably the most supportive guy of all time.
Yes.
He's probably like, Lindsay's the best too. One day she'll make. You know what I
but
mean?
You're like, better than her.
All the things.
I'll be a great stepdad to her.
All the stuff she needs to hear, she's getting to hear, and it makes her day. And he hasn't. So he's got his claws sunk.
5 years.
Five.
Again,
years.
What is this?
Not a picture. No, she's never seen him. She's delusional.
Exactly. Well, and they're all calling her unstable as well.
Ugh.
Well, they.
Oh no.
They're like, they called it right out. They're
did,
like,
who did Tamar do it first?
Candy. She was telling Candy about it. Candy's looking at her like, what?
You've never seen him? No, it's okay. She starts getting that like, no, I gotta
defending him.
Don't ruin it.
So this guy apparently, this guy who's a 14-year-old chick somewhere, or whatever, he lives in San Francisco supposedly, and so that means that Tamar and Dina said that they're going to road trip up here. So we need to get a hold of CBS and be like, tell them to come by the show. Like, we're huge. I'm a huge fan of that show. I have to say, Dina's actually starting to really play the game.
Is like, she? Because she's been kind of
yeah, she hasn't been playing duck at all, but she actually sat down with Tom and was like, look, here's what's going to happen. Huh? And I was like, good for her. She's actually thinking about this. It's like she wasn't even thinking about the game before. She was just like, da-da-da-da-da. Where's
well, that's sometimes, I mean, I don't want to give her too much credit. She's being catfished 5 years, but...
right, you can't
some
give her
people are asking...
That's their gameplay. They come in low, and then, you know, when the opportunity opens up for them, then they make their play. I don't know. I don't think it's her, but whatever.
Can you guys describe catfishing? Not everyone is familiar with that term.
So what's the guy's name who was famously...
Manti Te'o was a football player for Notre Dame, okay? He was going to be one of the big draft picks in the NFL draft, and it made the news that something about his sick girlfriend, right?
Right. She had passed away.
Oh, that was it. Well, okay, but she was sick leading up to it, and I think it came out publicly before she died.
Right.
Something that, you know, she had cancer. I don't remember
something. And he had been telling the story kind of in the media, and they're all like, who is this person? Who is this? So as they look into it, he has to admit to them, well, I've never met her.
Her name's Lene Kakua.
So this is, then it becomes.
I have her voicemails if you want to hear them.
Sure, yeah. Let's hear a little of this.
Take care.
So it was a dude.
Yeah.
The whole time.
And.
For all that time, this guy's away at school trying to become a pro baller.
He's being catfished
by this dude.
Right.
Who's
sending pictures like
whatever.
Just someone off the internet.
Right.
Some random
who's, he had access to lots of pictures of her because, you know, Manti was, I think he had pictures of her on his phone, but they'd never met. Or there was always some reason why they couldn't meet or FaceTime. Oh yeah. Her FaceTime doesn't work. It's weird on her phone. It just doesn't work. So it turned out to be some dude. Didn't the guy go on Dr. Phil? And he wouldn't do the voice in front of Dr. Phil. He stood behind a...
Like screen or
like
something?
Like a screen.
I
and
never
was
saw
doing,
that part. Is that true?
Yeah, they found out who this guy was.
I remember he was caught. That's how we knew it was a dude.
Right.
I know all that part. But that's the first time... Look, I got
that was
scammed
the first
time one
time,
and we've had a great belly laugh about it on the air.
But that guy was someone that you met in the real world. You just bought what he was selling.
I handed him money that I needed, and he walked away with it and never came back, Sarah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around this corner and get my car, and then I'll come back
with
and give you a garbage
bag
garbage bag of weed.
He kept you on the line all day. He talked to you in the morning.
Yeah.
So he knew the right place to call,
too. Oh, God, I just fell
for
the
I saw you walking
hook.
In.
A garbage. I'm like, I swear, I'm sitting in my car in downtown San Diego as he's walking away. He's a derelict, too, by the way. I mean, I should have known is with his dirty hands and it. Like, how do I not know? It was only after, though. Mm. He walks away, and I'm thinking, I'm going to be the best roommate in the when I get back to Cardiff with a giant bag of sticky NorCal doobie weed. My roommates are going to hold me up and they're going to throw me in the air and they're going to sing for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. And I am the. It's been a while. Why hasn't this guy come back yet?
All day he worked you for that $100.
Yeah.
So that's what catfishing is. You sell someone a line of BS you hook them, and then a year or two in, you're probably working 12, 15 of these. A year or two in, you start, I'm so sorry. I can't really talk right now. My phone's about to get shut off. I just can't pay the bill.
Mm-hmm. Some dude working him.
Yep.
And the national pantsing that he got. Like that guy didn't go to jail, did he?
I don't think so.
That was a national pantsing. Yeah, he was humiliated.
Well, he found out he'd been romancing himself with some dude on the other end of the
line. Always that guy. And now Dina's that girl.
Well, I'm hoping.
What
for
percentage
her
of a chance is there that this guy's legitimately gonna be someone she wants to marry once she meets him?
No, you're right. There's no chance of that. That is not happening.
But I was trying to say though, it's very sad the loneliness that's out there in the world. And here's a person who had a crummy relationship. Clearly, she's known. And she finds comfort in this voice and that's probably why it's perfect for her. The person's fully supportive of everything she has to say and think.
And she's supporting him with $1,000 or more.
Well, I hope not. I hope there's no money in that.
I bet you anything as we dig in 5 years.
She did just file for bankruptcy.
Right.
We know that.
Uh-huh.
She just did.
Maybe this guy bled her.
And that, if that comes out, then there it is.
At least online, $250,000, it says what she's worth.
Oh.
And I think they're losing their home, too.
That was the bankruptcy.
You know, there have been a couple times when she's been about to lose that home. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
What I just read, because I immediately looked her up after I saw the catfishing. Sorry, it's unbelievable that she's put 5 years into this. But I looked it up. The most recent bankruptcy was to just lower the payment she's making on the house.
I see. Mm.
So it was in an effort to keep the house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether or not she does long term.
Is this the same house they've had all those years?
I think
the
one so.
I believe
family
so.
Home.
Yeah. And they even did whatever reality show they had for a second. The Lohans or whatever.
Oh, too bad that didn't work out.
So
they could use the money.
Other than the Dina Lohan bomb.
Yeah, anything else happened on
Tom
Big Brother?
Tom was epic.
Tom is... he's a weird dude. A lot of it feels super forced, but then there are times when you're just like, I just really like him. He's the only one in there I still really like. Him and Candy are the only ones that
Candy.
I do like Candy. She's got her moments of crazy, and there's some volatility there, but not like Tamar. Holy crap, Tamar is...
She's still going off on people?
Almost as, not
you know
as
what?
Much, but almost as delusional as Dina.
I would say of the people in there, because Tamar is also... working it. Mm. I don't think Lolo's working it. I think Lolo, when she snaps, that's Lolo
snapping.
Right.
Yeah. There's no artifice there whatsoever. She is wearing her crazy on her sleeve.
Her face peels away and you see her skull.
You are not kidding. She's frightening.
Yeah.
That Natalie Eva Marie.
She's all right.
I'm over her. Mm. You know, these people thinking they're running the house and they are. Right up until Tom.
I loved it.
Uh-oh.
I loved it.
I know.
I love that a couple of them are like, it was Dina that said it. She goes, dice are just luck. So I'm just rolling around hoping I find the number.
They each get into a giant die, and they have to roll it so that they wind up in the start point back with the number that's been requested up on the top. And Omarosa made an appearance.
I guarantee
you. Oh, no.
You,
why?
Guarantee you Tom accessed his... former, and I don't know that he did Rubik's Cube, but all people of a certain age did Rubik's Cube.
Right.
You learn through Rubik's Cube how to get the thing you need from over here to over there by moving stuff around.
Well, it is a simple logic thing.
Right.
And he can see how many sides there are on the die, and he can mentally roll it to the thing. He was doing it in 2 seconds. Everyone else is like, I have no idea how to do this.
I'm rolling and rolling and rolling.
I'm just going to roll and roll until maybe something happens.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. I had some stories, but we're totally out of time. I know. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Let me ask you a question.
Make it quick.
Where do you got to be?
Nowhere, but I got to get to the spots at some point.
New music's today, right?
Yes.
Do you have... I heard there's a new Tesla song.
No. A single? Can you look for a new Tesla song for me?
I will.
Oh, my God. I got to have that.
Okay. That was what...
Not a whole record.
There's a record coming, but I heard the single was released.
Did you hear it?
I did. That's why I'm asking, so that it's part of the new thing.
Let's have that.
All right. I don't know what's on the news.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. If you're thinking to yourself, what am I going to do tonight? Well, you could start in San Jose at the Oak Ridge Mall.
Yeah.
Our own Bryn is going to be there from 6 to 8 p.m. Hosting some kind of virtual reality thing at the Century Theater.
That's correct, at Oak Ridge. I just was aware that I have a bunch of passes to give out, too. So that should be fun.
Passes? What do you mean? Passes for what?
For the experience, for the VR experience.
So you're going to stand at the front and give people passes to it? Or you're going to give them
away
right
now? It's
going
to be a drawing, I think, every half an hour.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So
you're going to check it out. You'll experience it, but you're going to just host this event.
I'm going to host this event. I'm going to experience it, and I want to have a team, too. I want to, hopefully, I can assemble a good team.
A crack team
while
of
I'm
VR
there
specialists.
And go in there and kill it.
Uh-huh.
Kill it. Okay.
Terminator. I'll be back.
All right, so tonight, 6 to 8 at the Oak Ridge Mall. All the details are at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's a...
Jane, you're playing a game called... Called Hard I Got by Its Real Name.
An incredible radio
Nothing
show host.
Nothing believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
She's in the running for the best music director of all times.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. In history.
Jane, you're playing a game. You never can win, girl.
And more. Join her this afternoon here on Alice. These same airwaves. She's excellent. Here's what's
happening.
Where
you been, baby?
Okay, go ahead.
Like no, it's
mouse.
Over. It was over before.
The cat and the mouse, though.
You gotta do the cat and the mouse.
It was good, but, you know, I can already tell he's super annoyed. It's a Friday. I don't want to ruin his Friday
right,
for him.
Right, so thank you.
Sure. Hey, how
you're
did
you nice
go with...
lady.
How did your...
How'd you do that?
He's amazing.
What didn't you hear?
What's going on with the car?
Yeah, what's going on with the car?
Well, yesterday was a big day, and everything went well. So it was busy, and it was...
How long did it take you to get the loaner? How long were you at the Mercedes
for?
Oh,
my... Well, check this out. So, okay.
All right.
And people were writing this in, too. They're like, why are you taking your car to the dealer? So first of all, someone smash and grabbed my car here in the city because I'm too stupid or I've been too lucky to not have had it happen already in the 20-something years we've been working and living around here.
Right.
So there I am thinking it's broad daylight. Who's going to do that
on a busy
this
street? Right.
I'm at the sports basement. I'm running in for 10 minutes. And then there's San Francisco snow. That's my window broken on the sidewalk.
Right.
Super. Anyway, the thing is that I also, as a commuter, have at least 3 cracks on my windshield, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it was like, well, I might as well do all of it at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, hey, if I can get Mercedes to give me a loaner and let them do the work, it might all even out. But at least my loaner will be a Mercedes and not a jalopy.
Right.
Some rental car, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out, once in a while, I do things right. Because, man, I'm like, I wait, I get my car turned in, and they're like, you know, well, it may take a minute. We're, you know, working on this glass. It could take. I'm like, look, you loan me a car. I don't care how long you take. I just need to be able to get to and from work, and I certainly need to get out of here because I got somewhere
right
else
now.
To be.
Yeah.
They pull up a 2019 C300 with 100 miles on it.
Oh, nice.
So they're going to get it back with 3,000 miles
yeah.
on it.
But I'm like, this is the best car. Remember when we used to work for Mercedes? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we all got sort of the itch for Mercedes. I think you had one before
I
that.
I had Mercedes before I started doing
commercials. I never did, and I never even thought. You know, I ruin everything. Why would I buy something nice?
Right.
Yeah.
There I am pulling out in this thing. I'm like, this is the best car of all times.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, it's...
Is it the two-door or the four-door?
It's a four-door.
Four-door sedan.
Is it a four-door? It's a four-door.
I'm sure it's a four-door.
It's sick.
Mm. Yeah.
It's so sick. They like, have... before I even pull away, yeah. I text the missus. I'm like, I got the sickest scar!
Are you getting an itch to trade that one in?
Well,
the other one?
No.
You can't fit a surfboard in this one.
Oh, right. No, I don't need that. I got a van now.
You don't have it for long.
The van is the thing that I... No, there's not going to be any new car. But yeah. if I were to ever go...
Yeah.
If I ever get a new commuter...
Right.
But that's why I have the diesel, because yeah. diesels run forever. There's yeah. never going to be a point in my diesel life where that car says, I'm done driving.
Yeah,
diesels, that's what they do. Mm. They just drive forever.
They have a new, I was talking to John about it this morning, 2019 A-Class coming out. That is a sedan. It's a four-door sedan. It's really nice, though. And it's just, the technology in it is incredible.
What's A-Class? Is that
incredible?
Like, I don't know what the A
more
stands
entry
for.
Level?
I don't know. It's a smaller. It's probably a little bit smaller than the C-Class.
Oh.
Yeah.
But the technology in it is a lot more...
Well, I don't know, but
technological.
Advanced.
Everything went well at the dealer. I got the car. I made it to my tax appointment. Uh-huh. He's awesome, and was like, "So, what do you think you're gonna owe?" And I'm like, "I'm so afraid." I'm so scared.
Can you just pass me the number and a piece of paper?
Yeah,
oh,
I'll just barely open it. I'll just open it from the right hand side so I can see the zeros.
So how was it in the end? I did owe for Fed. Uh-huh. I didn't owe for state. I got back, and it actually in the end, I'm getting a little back.
Oh.
Which I swear to you, when he heard my number, he actually laughed. He's like, "You've been sweating that for a year now?" And I'm like, "Dude, it's been hanging over my head. It's like, like bangs.
Yep. I can't
my
get them out of
my tax problem bangs. They're just blocking my vision everywhere I look. There's my tax problem bangs.
That's so funny.
So you guys file separately, you and Christina?
We've been slowly merging, as you well know. That becomes...
One.
Sticky. So yeah, we filed sorted together. We're not married. That's the place, though. My first year with them was last year.
Yeah.
And it's a guy. Anyway, I'm not supposed to talk about that. The point is, one of the ladies that works there, the only lady, she goes, "Don't ever get married." She was talking about tax implications.
Oh.
And I was like, I thought being married gave you better tax. I guess it doesn't.
What does it do?
I don't know.
Oh.
But there we are this year. It's happening. So I'm like, boy.
Man.
The textures will let us know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why
they
you don't
will.
Wanna,
mm, some of them will be right. Better. Some
anyway,
will be wrong.
Anyway, none
we'll
of this had
want.
Anything to do with my news. Can you please hit my...
Hit it!
Do the double. Do the double.
All right, this is just
it's Friday, Vinny.
Let's write it off.
Let's roll with
Sarah
it, baby.
Sarah did like four of those.
Roll with it, baby.
Here's what's happening, everyone. February, as you know, is Black History Month. And this next gentleman passing away in the middle of February is tragic, and yet he's no doubt a big part of Black history.
Right, it reminds us.
Frank Robinson is a baseball player, a legend. He passed away yesterday of bone cancer at 83. He was a huge star when he played, starting in 1956.
Mm.
So you know what America was like in the 50s.
Merca.
He landed the NL Rookie of the Year Award, and up through 1976, let's see...
He played for 20 years.
He played a long time and then became a manager. Mm. In fact, his last two seasons, he served as a player manager for the Cleveland Indians.
Wasn't he like the first Black manager, too?
Which made him the first African-American manager, which is another reason why he's part. So there he
groundbreaking.
Is having huge success in the 50s. He also crosses over to become management. First African-American manager in Major League Baseball. He's from the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Alameda and Oakland.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
And he managed the San Francisco Giants from 81 to 84.
Oh, wow.
So he's a big deal. He passed away at 83. He is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. In fact, he was voted in his first year of eligibility back in 82. Three teams have retired his number 20, the Orioles, the Indians, and the Reds.
Wow.
He was a 14-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champ with the Baltimore Orioles in 66 and 70. He won 3 batting titles, the Triple Crown, and a Gold Glove. He also is the only player to win MVP in both leagues.
Wow.
Frank Robinson passed away yesterday of bone cancer at 83.
Well, he had a nice long life.
And he's
rest
from
in peace.
Here.
Yeah.
Frank Robinson.
Rest in peace.
I should mention that falling concrete shut down the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge yesterday.
Yeah.
Large chunks of concrete fell from the upper deck onto the lower deck.
That bridge is old AF.
When was it built?
I don't know what year it was, but it has that. It is such a crazy looking bridge. When you really spend time looking at it, you're like, holy, how is that thing even standing? It has like these two humps and like a big sag. It's like, it might be time for a new bridge there. And it's very, very heavily traveled.
It opened in 1956.
Oh, wow. Boy.
No injuries were reported, and it's not clear. It's not exactly clear what caused the pieces of concrete to break off. I don't know, maybe the, how many years in service?
60? More? I don't know. It's, that bridge is janky, and they've been doing a lot of work on it over the past couple of years. I use that bridge all the time.
Oh, you do?
All the time. That's how I get to Berkeley.
Oh.
And that's how Berkeley gets to me. Mm-hmm. And if I use the Oakland Airport, that's the one I use. It's the people's alternative to having to push through the city to cross over to the East Bay on the Bay Bridge or one of the more southern bridges. And I guess yesterday, John was coming back from Costco, which, as you know, is north of all that in, I guess it's in Novato. He's coming back. He's like, what is going on with the traffic? Like, the line to get onto 37, which is the other alternate there to get to the East Bay. Mm-hmm. The workaround. It wasn't working. And they had that bridge completely shut down for a while yesterday. So this morning, they said they've done something to sort of fix, you know, it's like a stopgap. But they got to figure something out.
Right.
Well, I'm sure, as cities mostly do, they go, what, you know, someone brings up, what are we going to do about that bridge that's long overdue? Listen, we can't spend that money on it. We just redid the bay. No, that's, well, now
they're gonna
bleep
have
is falling
to,
off
right.
the thing. So
our patents are falling off.
Now that's moved up to the top of the agenda.
Let's hope so, because yikes. That bridge has been a nightmare for, and it's only a 2-lane bridge. It's like, and it's long. I don't know how long that thing is, but it feels like 5 miles. It's forever.
Yeah. I've driven it, but I don't drive it. I mean, you're talking about.
But you used
regularly.
To live in Novato. I mean, you.
Yeah,
you
know. I've driven it. And often you'll get routed that way to go to the South Bay.
Mm-hmm. It'll be
depending
easier
on where
to get
you're
there,
coming
right.
from than pushing through the city. And you just take 880. And every time I do it, I'm like, why do I believe you? 880's awful.
I know.
It is the worst route to take.
It is awful.
Ever.
Awful. Yeah. Awful.
There's never a time when that's worked out for me. Not once. Mm.
They called that one the freeway God forgot.
It literally, I mean, it also looks terrible. Like,
and the potholes.
Why
I mean,
can't
you
they
want dings on your windshield, that's where you go.
Oh, that is so true. Rocks flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Why can't they pimp it out? Why can't they make it look pretty?
Money.
Money, money,
well, that's
money.
Now they
got
to buy a new bridge. So, you know, that 880 just
got
moved
back.
Down on the list.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Our infrastructure is crumbling. There's your fast fact.
Coffee tables are a result of prohibition.
Oh, really? What, like, because they have, like, a hiding space underneath?
No.
Oh.
Before...
I don't know.
Before 1920...
Just guessing.
And
hide stuff under there.
The tables in living rooms were called cocktail tables.
Oh.
Oh, funny.
But once alcohol became illegal, people started serving coffee to their guests instead, and the name coffee table stuck.
Yeah. Mm. Now we have coffee table books, everything. I like a coffee. I like a cocktail/coffee table. You know, it's where you put your feet.
Oh, how interesting! If you look up the
cocktail, woman working overtime for a second day in a row.
This never happens.
Are you trying to get a 3-day weekend out of us? Because you're doing it.
You got to look at. They looked really ornate. Like coffee tables today, they're okay, but these cocktail tables were fancy.
Oh, wow. You got to get yourself a cocktail table, buddy.
Here, I'll just
bring it in. Let's see. Let's have a look at a cocktail table. I just like the word cocktail so much.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
That's the original.
Oh!
Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, wow. Look, it's all inlaid. Oh, it's a cocktail table.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent in. I give you that text number so you will text us.
Yeah, please do.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a comment.
Yeah, and it's fun to hear your text read on the air. We hear from people all the time. Oh, I'm so psyched when you read my text.
If you would like a chance at 2019's most eligible bachelor,
oh.
Hey.
Text 800-400-3697.
In case you haven't heard, it's Hooman.
Yeah, he's sitting right here.
He was featured in the Nob Hill Gazette.
Mm-hmm. Bay Area radio star Hooman Khalili loves his freedom.
Maybe but you'll be the one to take it away.
But I'm telling you, there's a chance.
Oh, yeah.
He's also...
He wants love.
He's a romantic.
Yep.
Has he planned his wedding?
He has.
Yes. Planned his wedding.
You got to want to get married on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one.
And right. Listen, you're going to have to crank out a couple kids. His mom's not getting any younger.
Right.
I don't know about those kids.
Anyway, here's a couple of things you guys had. MTV actually had a show called Catfish that exposes the catfishers. Yeah, we know, but the first time I ever heard that term was the Manti Te'o story from that Notre Dame footballer.
It's a few years back, and it was everywhere for a while.
He was the laughing stock, though. By the time he was drafted by the Chargers. By the time he went to pro football, he was a laughing stock. That's sad. I mean, that's a national, international pantsing of. The guy should have gone to jail, I think.
I actually wonder, too, if it had happened, the Manti Te'o thing had happened now, when we're a lot more familiar with how it goes down, if he would have been better off. Like you said, he was the first time I'm like, what? This guy got tricked into believing all this crap?
Can you imagine? I mean, the things, like, think about this. When we do something stupid on the air and you go home and you just beat yourself up because you're like, God, I'm too stupid to be alive.
Dude, I have done that.
Right.
I've driven home going, what am I? I don't even deserve to have a show.
Anyone who's broadcast, if you have any kind of integrity, of course you feel bad when you do something stupid. So here's a guy who nationally gets pantsed, and now he has to think about all the times he sat on the phone until 3 a.m. going, I love you too. No, you hang up. I love you so much. Oh my God!
And can you imagine being on the line of scrimmage, and the guy across from you goes, "Oh, I'm dying!"
Right, all of this.
Dying.
Mm-hmm. Right,
like they just have so much ammo against him going in.
And I'm just talking about the quiet times when you're home alone, beating yourself up.
Make purses.
Thinking about the stuff where you're like, I took my pants down and let that person talk dirty to me.
Yeah. Yep. Multiple, like so many times.
Probably all the times.
Mm-hmm. Probably every time you talk to her. Her. Feeling like a fool with your pants on the ground.
I love you too. Oh. 916 says, Dina's man sounds married. That's why we're talking about it. Yeah. Dina Lohan's getting catfished.
Yeah,
from
she
someone.
Is. She doesn't even realize it.
You know what's funny? Actually, here we are thinking, you know, oh, the catfisher's here in the Bay Area.
No, he's not.
He just
he's in
said
Illinois
that.
In a
Whatever
basement.
Stories he's given her, none of it's true, including that he's here.
Right.
Especially listening to us. Hey, Catfisher, call us.
Call us. Hey, call us, Catfisher. Hey, if you're not a Catfisher, feel free to call us. Maybe we'll fall for it, too.
Right.
We'll help Dina out.
I'm not falling for it. In fact, I want no part of any of that. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That went fast.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos is coming up in the trash.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.